You're listening to Consider This, episode 195, for September 18th, 2017.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever, wherever, and whoever you are, you've arrived at your destination. Conservative commentary in 10 minutes or less. This is Consider This, and I'm Doug Payton, glad that you could take a little time out and spend it here. As I said, this will be a short visit, but if you want to keep the conversation going, head on over to the website, considerthis.ctpodcasting.com, to get the comment section of this episode's show notes, and all the other ways to get in touch with me and to get on this show. That's CT as in Christian test. Another example of a religious test being applied to serving in the government, and Bernie Sanders doubles down on socialist solutions and the growing list of those following that Pied Piper. That's coming up. And also, episode 200 is coming up. I'm racking my brain trying to come up with a nifty idea for that milestone. If you have a suggestion, let me know. It doesn't even have to be political. I'll have some suggestions on the Facebook page, and you can comment there with your ideas as well. In the United States Constitution, Article 6, Section 3 includes this clause, quote, "No religious test shall ever be required as a qualification to any office or public trust under the United States," close quote. The England that the colonists had come from did have such religious tests, mainly to allow only members of the Church of England to hold public office. The colonists saw that these sorts of tests tended to corrupt both the church and the state, so they prohibited the use of religious tests. It seems, however, that Democrats these days are more than happy to impose anti-religious tests on administrative appointees. I don't mean that they're trying to make sure that only atheists get into office, only that they will hold you to a higher level of scrutiny if you take your religion too seriously. If you're getting a sense of déjà vu, that's okay, it's not a glitch in the Matrix. I gave this same bit of background information in episode 181 a little over 2 months ago. At that time, Bernie Sanders decided that a Christian, who had written an article affirming a Christian doctrine that had been around for 2,000 years, was unfit to crunch numbers in the Office of Management and Budget. You really should go back and listen to that first. If you can't find it in your podcast app, well, there's a link in the show notes on the website, and you can play it right from there. It seems that Sanders has decided that one's religion might be a disqualification for being a civil servant. While Democrats have not made this qualification official, which would actually be unconstitutional, they have made it a de facto standard. Now wait! You may be saying, Sanders isn't the whole Democratic Party. Correct. He is, however, the one who got his foot in this particular door. The latest example comes from Senators Dianne Feinstein and Dick Durbin. Law professor Amy Barrett was nominated for a federal judge position. But in questioning her, Senator Feinstein said this, quote, "When you read your speeches, the conclusion one draws is that the dogma lives loudly within you," close quote. All that was missing were the sounds of a breathing apparatus and the voice of James Earl Jones. "The dogma is strong with this one." In misreading an article Barrett wrote 20 years ago, Feinstein suggested that Barrett would judge based on her Catholic faith rather than the law. Senator Durbin took less of an issue with Barrett's personal faith, just asking her what she meant in that 20-year-old paper by the term Orthodox Catholic, worried, it seemed, that opposing abortion might not qualify him. Barrett explained that she and her co-writer came up with that term for the purpose of showing what any Orthodox believer of any religion, or even an atheist, might come up against if their beliefs were at odds with the law. The paper noted that judges should judge based on the law even if their beliefs said otherwise. Senator Durbin had to know that, if he read the paper enough to know that the phrase was in there, but he still felt it necessary to bring it up. This is especially troubling because the paper used that term in making a point that, you would hope, the senator agreed with. This, then, can only have been an attempt at a religious smear. A few points about this. First of all, while one's decisions as a judge might be informed by one's religion, the law and precedent are still overarching principles, as Barrett fully acknowledged. Judges interpret the law. They don't, or shouldn't, write it. Perhaps Feinstein and Durbin are afraid that Barrett will somehow find new rights, like judges found the right to abortion, or the right of the government to make you buy things. In short, they want to make sure that they don't get bitten by their own viper. Second, it's ironic that Democrats often try to keep various entitlements around by appealing to religion, as though Jesus is some sort of cosmic Robin Hood. Oh, and let's not forget the anti-war catchphrase, "Who would Jesus bomb?" I understand that religion may inform legislation, while the law is the overriding concern for a judge, but you can't be fearful of dogma on one hand, while on the other hand reserving the right to use it when it serves your political purposes. Third, would a Muslim be subjected to this line of questioning? Right. But if a conservative had asked those questions, it would have been the top news story of the week. Given what these Democratic politicians have been doing, they really don't have a dogma in this fight. Bernie Sanders, independent senator from the People's Republic of Vermont, has got an idea that he's convinced is good. Medicare for all. If you remember those Republicans who predicted that Obamacare was destined for failure, so that Democrats could then sell us a single-payer system, you should be listening to them even more now that this proposal is here. The Daily Wire has a list of 8 reasons why this is a terrible idea. The link in the show notes includes: Medicare pays doctors and hospitals about 80% of what private insurers do. It has incredibly complex rules and regulations. It denies claims at a higher rate than any private insurer. It's hemorrhaging money, and in a few decades will make today's $20 trillion debt seem like the height of fiscal responsibility. And fewer doctors are accepting Medicare, likely because of all those previous problems. There's more to the list, but really, the one thing you have to look at for how awful a single-payer system is the Veterans Administration. If the government can't get medical care right for our vets, why should we trust them with anyone else? Now, this bill won't pass, but there are plenty of Democratic presidential hopefuls lining up behind this. An article in the left-leaning New Republic lists Cory Booker, Elizabeth Warren, and Kamala Harris as 3 of those who are supporting this proven failure. A failure that the New Republic loves, of course. It always seems like the less Democratic politicians understand history, and the less they understand economics, the more likely it is they'll support ideas like this. Keep an eye on this. It is going to be brought up again. Just a reminder to donate to the Salvation Army for Hurricane Harvey and Irma relief. Call 1-800-SAL-ARMY, S-A-L-A-R-M-Y, 1-800-725-2769, or by texting the word STORM to 80888 to make a $10 donation through your mobile phone. Did you know that 80% of disaster relief like this comes from nonprofits, and the majority of them are faith-based? I'd say it's a good thing that the dogma lives loud in them. Visit the website, considerthis.ctpodcasting.com, to get my side of the story, the links I referred to for this episode, a transcript, and a place to tell us your side. Whether via comments there, or phone, email, Facebook, or Twitter, I want to hear what you think. You don't have to take a test in order for us to consider this.